Blog Talk
Radio.
Good
morning, good morning. Hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I'm trying to speak before the thing comes on. Good morning, everybody. I'm here. The sun is shining bright. We're not exactly feeling summer yet in the South Jersey area, but we are getting there. And I see Dr. Arlene Spann is on, and she said she was a little busy this morning, but I don't know if she's driving or not. But good morning, Dr. Arlene Spann. What's going on over there?
Good morning, You're probably going to hear tons of noise in the background. I'm standing in the courtroom right now, actually in the hallway, so I'm probably going to have to go in the court in just momentarily. But I did want to say good morning to all our listening and viewing audience. And I think it's time for me to go into the courtroom now. So, good morning, everyone.
Okay. Have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Is that on mute? Hopefully it's on mute. Okay. Good morning, everybody. It's a little... Arlene Spann just stopped in to say hi this morning, but she's on business this morning, and it's only me this morning. Can you believe it? Oh my goodness, it's just you and me. We have been running through the Book of Proverbs for the last couple of weeks in March, and that's what we're doing, you know. I am here to run, you know. If you know Jamie Joe and you know Jamie the strategist, you know that I'm a person that loves the Word of God. And you can't pull me from the Word. You can't You can't separate me from the Word. So, you know, if you're out there and you're thinking, well, let me try and separate her from the Word, it won't happen. So we have been running through the Book of Proverbs. One thing about me, and this is a secret, I've never told anybody this, but I think I told a couple people, but you know, if I could sit down and read the Word all day like my grandpapa used to do, I would. Because it's something I love to do. I love to do studies on the Word. I love to do studies on the Bible. And that's one thing about me and my Word. I will never give it up. So this is something that we have been striving to run through in the month of March. You know, and we've been hearing some great lessons. If you have not been listening, I want you to go back and listen to the archives. You know, we've been saying Proverbs 19, where it talks about wealth, you know. And the last time we talked about it, I think it was Monday, and we said, are you the wealthy or are you the poor? So the Book of Proverbs is a bit of a comparison. It's not just like the Book of Genesis. It's something different. Excuse me, it's my orange I just ate. you want to go back, and you want to look at the chapters. I mean, I'm out here just to plant the seed. If you don't go back and do it, that's on you. But, you know, I'm out here, actually, every month, James Jones is out to just plant some seed, to plant some good seed. And you want to tell everyone to tune in, 626-696-8566. And tell them, hey, she's talking about the Book of Proverbs, Proverbs 24 and 25. And, you know, and here's the thing. I think we ended on this. Not many Christians pick up the Word of God and read the Word throughout the week. You know, we go to Bible study and we go to Sunday service. But how many times, and this is a question I want you to keep in the forefront of your mind, how many times have you read your Word today? You know, instead of listening to all these other things, instead of getting all these other deep revelations about everything else, how many times have you literally picked up the Word and read the Word? You know, we always talk about Napoleon Hill. We always talk about wisdom. We always talk about Les Brown and all these other folks. You know, oh, my God, did you hear about that networking company? Oh, my God. But when is the latest time that you have picked up your Word and said, you know what, today, if I could just pick up my Word once or three times out of the week, I guarantee, I'm going to challenge you right now. If you pick up your Word one to three times, I guarantee that your day may be going a little bit smoother than not picking up the Word at all. Sometimes I know in my life, you know, things are going so crazy, things are going so hectic, you know, the time is going by so quickly. Sometimes you got to stop yourself and say, okay, let me read it. Let me just read a chapter. Let me just read a verse. You know, I'm not saying you gotta read 10, 12, 14 chapters. I'm just saying sometimes you just want to read a scripture, read a verse, go to the Psalms and just read Psalm 23, you know, and study the scripture. I'm not saying, you know, half of the day. I'm not saying, oh, my God. You know, I'm saying, look, do 30 minutes, do 20 minutes. But to me, the Bible is one of the things that I am really, really connected to, and there is nothing better than the Word of God. So if you need to, you know, if you're looking to get saved, I want you to challenge you to go to your local church and ask them, how can I get saved? You know, if you're on here and listening and saying, oh, my God, I need to get saved. Well, then here is your time. All you got to do is confess the Lord Jesus Christ. I think I heard T.D. Jakes say that he got saved underneath his table, his coffee table or whatever. He was in the living room or kitchen or somewhere, and he got saved underneath the coffee table. And today you can go on the TBN, you can go into the Word Network and call in and say, hey, I just need to get saved today. You know, and walk out your salvation. Walk out. But I said all that to say, let's go into the Proverbs 24. Wow, we've gone a lot, mighty long way. Let me read to you something that I saw this morning. Cause I did. I got up and I said, wait, I haven't read my Proverbs. So I read my Proverbs before I get on the line, cause it is important to read it. Let's go into Proverbs 24. It says, verse 7, important and knowledgeable people oversaw legal and commercial business at the city gate. Wow. And I will tell you the hidden treasure in it in a second. In Proverbs 24. Wisdom like honey is beneficial as well as pleasant. But on future, let's look more into that verse. wisdom is like honey. That's verse 11, 24, verse 11. Let's look more into that. Let's see what the word says. If, let's see. So chapter 24 is talking about the wise men's strength. But the whole chapter is talking about God wants to fulfill the chambers of your spiritual and natural house with precious and pleasant riches. Your part is to walk in his wisdom and to hold fast to your faith in him. I could talk just about that. God wants to fill the chambers of your spiritual and natural house, my God, with precious and pleasant riches. So God wants you to live in the abundant life. God don't want you to live like, oh my God, what am I going to do? How am I going to pay for this dollar hamburger today? God wants you to live in abundance. Your part is to walk in his wisdom and to hold fast. Hold fast to your faith in him. So when he says hold fast, it don't mean, well, I could take my time. Well, you know, I'm just going to take my time. No, it says hold fast. I mean, literally, when the second someone says something, hold fast to it. It's like someone snatching a key out your hand. You don't give somebody a key or a dollar slowly. You sometimes you want to snatch it. It's like a kid coming and snatching something from you. Hold fast. It don't mean, well, I'll come by and get it tomorrow. No, it means hold fast. Cause sometimes God ain't slow. Sometimes God gonna touch you quickly, and you will be like, wow, God did it that quick? Yeah. God sometimes is not a slow God. Now, honestly, sometimes I can say, yes, he takes his time, you know, but when it's time, he'll do it in a drop of a dime. It's like the woman with the issue of blood, you know. She had to go get her healing. He came to the place. So they found out that Jesus was in town, and he had a crowd. So he did it after she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. It was a fast. It was a fasting. It wasn't something slow. It was a fasting. So it says, hold fast. Hold fast. And the hidden treasure in chapter 24 is, when I read Proverbs 24, I come across verses that remind me of some spiritual landmarks in my own life where I fought the good fight of faith and won. For instance, in this chapter includes what I call my house scripture, a key passage that we stood on years ago to receive our first home debt free. Through skillful and godly wisdom is a house, a life, a home, a family, built, and by understanding it is established on a sound and good foundation, a sound and good foundation. And by knowledge shall its chambers and let me read that again. And by knowledge shall its chambers of every area be filled with precious and pleasant riches. What a marvelous word from God. So let's look at some faith principles and proverbs that will help fulfill our home and our lives. That's precious and pleasant riches. Wow. So I want you to go back, you know, and read Proverbs 24. It talks about the wise man's strength. It talks about the day of adversity. It talks about no reward for the evil men. And then it talks about the fear of the Lord. And then it talks about the field of slothfulness. But in the whole chapter, it talks about the abundance, walking in his riches. That was, you know, a lot of times what I do is I sum up the whole chapter, because we can't go by scripture and scripture and see every little thing, but you can go back and see what's in it for you. But let's move on to chapter 25. It says the Proverbs in chapters 25 to 29 were collected by the men of Hezekiah. So these were collected by the men of Hezekiah, who was a godly king until late in his life. Let's see how much time I got. Okay, I got some time to go over this. Let's see what we can dig up. Now, in the whole chapter, verse 25, we're talking about King Hezekiah. But in the whole chapter 2, I want you to put, if you are taking notes, rule your spirit with the word. Rule your spirit with the word. That is the whole chapter, what it talks about. The storms of life shall never catch you unprepared. As you become rooted in God's word, you can maintain calm, steady control over your spirit in the face of any adversity. Wow. Wow. And how many people need to hear that? The storms of life shall never catch you unprepared. So what are they saying there? Getting a little tongue-tied. It's saying that no matter what storm comes up in your life, you should never be unprepared. The Word of God helps you through the storms. Let me say that again. The Word of God helps you through the storms of life. That's why I will never be disconnected from my Word, because my Word will help me through my day, direct me to what I need to do and how I need to do it. You know, I recently written a book on mompreneurs, and I'm going to put it on, I will be putting it on Amazon, I'm going to be putting it on Lulu, but it's not going to be no $10. Our mompreneurs conference is coming up, and it ain't going to be no $10, it's going to be $25. So I'm looking for all those mompreneurs out there to come and be a part, but if you won't become a part, well, that's up to you. So we're going to do it year after year. But you know, really, it's a celebration for all mothers out there in the month of May. And I wanted to do something different for my show. You know, I'm telling you. You can sign up today, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, J-A-I-M-E-S, journal@gmail.com. You can sign up, and it's only $10. Sometimes I will, well, actually, it's not $10. Let me not say that. It is actually $20, because in the beginning of March, it was $10. But, hey, you sign up late, you get the late fee. So it is bumped up to $20. So if you're just hearing about this, hurry up. Get your money in, because this book is phenomenal. It's a journal for all mompreneurs out there, and I don't want you to miss it. But what I'm saying is you got to be prepared. You have to be prepared. You know, there's a lot of negative stuff going on in life. There's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of, you know, the world, if you are saved like I am, the world has its way of doing things. And when we go out every day, the world's always not going to act the same way we act. And we got to go out into this world and be a light and be a lamp. And sometimes you can't get on the phone, you know, you can't get on the phone and curse nobody out. You know, you want to, but you can't. So you have to be prepared in this day and time. I don't care if it's January. I don't care if it's December. I don't care if it's the hot summer, June or July. You have to be prepared. And one of the things is reading your word on a continuous basis. Like I said, I don't care if you read just one scripture for 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Put that in your mind and keep it moving. You know, but sometimes it's good to challenge yourself to remember a scripture throughout the day so that you will stay in a good mood. You know, I often do this. I often go into stores. And you know how people are in a bad mood. They just, you know, they put on that grumpy face like, I ain't got snot today. But then I come in and I bright up everyone's life. I'm like, hey, how you doing? You know, and I smile, you know, because you're brightening somebody's life. So you got to be prepared. You got to be prepared to catch the unprepared. Because the unprepared people are out there to make you or break you. Everyone's not out there to give you a revelation. Everyone's not out there to give you a right seed. That's why Jamie's Journal is so significant, and it's only for a certain amount of people, because people are going to knock you off your rocker, and you're going to have to learn how to take it. So what? Someone said no. So what? Keep on moving. You know, keep on moving. Keep on moving. And Dr. Arlene Spann is back on. Are you done? Are you? You can't say anything.
No, I'm here. I can say something. I'm still in the courthouse. There's probably noise all around. You can probably hear that. But you go ahead. You're doing such a good job with the explanation of what you're talking about as subject matter this morning. So I just wanted to just chime in and just only to let my voice be heard. But I'm sure this background echo is probably making it difficult to hear. So back to you.
I'm thankful that you are here. You're trying to get through.
Yes.
Court dates are not fun. But
not at all.
Oh, well. But we are talking about Proverbs 25, and we're almost out of time. So we're just talking about the hidden treasure, and I was saying how we have to be prepared for the unprepared. You know, I remember we were talking about on Monday how people don't pick up the word. And then we wonder why we have such a bad day. You know, we wonder why. Oh, my God, I can't. Yeah, because you didn't read the word. You didn't remember your scripture. You know, I love my word. So the hidden treasure says, the last verse of Proverbs 25 talks about the theme I want to focus on in our discussion of this chapter, how to rule your spirit of the Word of God. This is such an important issue in your walk with God that it's worth taking some extra time to talk about it. You see, if you don't rule yourself, you are defenseless against the strategies of the enemy. Do you have anything you want to say, Dr. Armin's been on that?
You know, when the scripture talks about the strategies of the enemy, we have to be, the word is what we use to fight. Remember what Jesus did when Satan came and said, command these stones to be turned into bread, and he said that man does not live by bread alone, but every word. So that's what our fight, that's how we are able to challenge the things that are in the world. That's how we're able to challenge Satan himself, is with the word. But if we never pick the word up, we don't have the weapon to use. If we don't hide it in our heart, then we don't have the word to use against Satan. So we have to remember that we have to hide his word in our heart. And when we do that, it will cause us to be ready and equipped for whatever comes our way. Does it mean that everything is going to be easy and for us? No, it doesn't. It just simply means that now we can rely on him and his word because we've hidden it in our hearts. Back to you, Jamie.
Right. So correct. And the thing is, too, is we're supposed to be the light. We're not supposed to be the darkness in everyone's life. We're supposed to be the light. We're supposed to be the light. But we are out of time. We have like a minute left. We have a minute left. So, Dr. Arlenspan, how can we get in touch with you if we want to pick up your latest book?
Yes, they can reach me at www.arlenespansweat.com. And then once they send a comment, I will respond back to them. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome, awesome. So we are in book three, Proverbs 25 to 29. We are in book three, and we are going to talk more about it on Friday. This is a group of Solomon's Proverbs, 25 to 29. And we talk about the book of King Hezekiah. Looks interesting, right? So we are in the third book. Ladies and gentlemen, go out there and make it happen today. I want to thank you, Dr. Arlenspan, for joining us for a little bit of time. We are always here and available for you. Again, if you want to sign up for the Mompreneurs Conference, it is available. So, once I put my book out, it's not going to be no cheap price. But I'm telling you, I believe I will put it on Amazon and Lulu and let people buy it as well. So I want to say, God bless you, and God bless your wealthy Wednesday. And don't forget, Jamie's journal is here for you. God bless you, and I will chat with you soon on Friday at 10 a.m.